This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest is a longtime college football coach. He knows what he's looking at on Saturdays. That's for darn sure. He's a member of the ACC Digital Network. He's a multi-time ACC Coach of the Year. Our friend Tommy Bowden, drop it on by. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks so much, as always, for joining us. And when we have the brand new college football rankings that come out tonight, we all assume Bama 1, Clemson 2, Notre Dame 3, Michigan 4. Didn't feel like there's going to be a lot of change there. But a team that's a one-loss team looking up is Oklahoma. And even though they won again in Bedlam against Oklahoma State, boy, that defense got shredded again. Do you think the college football playoff committee will ding Oklahoma because their defense has been so bad this season?
I think that's one of the reasons, you know, for the committee. They look at things like that, you know, as far as the quality of the defense, as opposed to a team that might be a couple spots behind them, the quality of their defense, and then those that are in front of them. So, yeah, I think that'll be an important factor, and I think the committee over the years has done a good job of acknowledging deficiencies and rewarding them accordingly.
How do you view the Big 12? I mean, there's a lot of offenses there that put up crazy points, but there's not a lot of defense there. Do you feel like those one-dimensional teams are just simply not as good as more balanced teams like we see in other conferences?
Oh, definitely. You know, the best teams, the teams that have the most success are the ones that can offensively, they can run it and throw it. You know, like LSU, Alabama stopped in the running game. They couldn't throw the ball effectively. And there are teams like that. Michigan might have that problem, and Oklahoma might have that problem. And then defensively, there are ones that have difficulties stopping them, and they won't win as many games. The number one statistic in all of college football, if you ask coaches, if you could lead the nation one thing, it would be scoring defense. Because if the other team doesn't score, you'll never lose a game. You might tie it. Well, Alabama and Clemson are both tied at 12.7 in scoring defense, and Alabama's fourth in the nation in total offense. I think Clemson's ninth. So the ability to do them both, you know, is your best bet. But everybody's not afforded that luxury, so you have to start making decisions.
Tommy Bowden, our guest this morning here on the show. UCF's going to have a nice opportunity to show the world what it's got against Cincinnati. They've got College Game Day going there. But right now, UCF, despite being undefeated, is not even a top 10 team. What do you think about nationally where we put UCF, saying, okay, you're good, but you're not good to really be in the college football playoff conversation?
You know, I've been in that position before, and I'd coached in the SEC for 11 years and some other dominant programs before that, Florida State, before I became a head coach. And when we went undefeated, they asked me, do you deserve a chance to play for the national championship? And I said no, because of strength of schedule. And that needs to be a huge part of the puzzle as you put these teams together, ranking them in college football. And their schedule does not merit it. And the head coach there needs to do what Scott Frost did, go to Nebraska. And you see that Scott Frost hasn't mentioned very much about how high Central Florida should be rated, because he's experienced his own difficulties when you go back-to-back to this particular case, Big Ten homes, Ohio State, Michigan State, Wisconsin, you know, back-to-back-to-back, how difficult that is. I know he knew that at Central Florida when he was there because of his experience with Nebraska back when he was playing there. But I don't think they deserve a chance simply because of strength of schedule. What will they end up playing? Maybe one team in the top 25 possibly at the end of the year?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, UCF would say, well, we beat Auburn last year in the Sugar Bowl, and, you know, we deserve a crack at it. But I think the counterargument is, if you put UCF in the ACC or you put Central Florida in the SEC, what would they be? In your mind, what type of team would they be if you dropped them in a power conference?
Well, I think that's where depth is going to really show up. I'm sure Central Florida puts 11 quality players on the field offensively and defensively. But going back to back to Gainesville, to Tuscaloosa, to Starkville, to Knoxville, to the Swamp, to Athens, and you start taking a beat, and then your second teamer comes in, and your third teamer comes in, and there's a tremendous drop off. That's where the problem arises. It's not a one game where you go out there and beat an Auburn in one shot. Can you do it back to back to back? Which these other teams are having to do. They're having some injuries or discipline or transfer casualties. You guys, leaving and going home. You do that, and all of a sudden you got to go to Tuscaloosa after losing somebody with injury. It's a different story. So I don't think they would fare very well. Simply not because they don't have they have some quality players, but it's the depth that you need in college football because it's not a contact sport. It's a collision sport, and when you have that collisions like that, there are injuries that usually occur.
Tommy Bowden, ACC Network, joining us this morning here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Alabama's going to be one tonight. Clemson's going to be two. We know that. The question is, how close is Clemson to Alabama? How wide do you think that gap is, if at all, between those two programs?
Oh, it's not very wide at all. They played a couple times now and split, I believe. So they're both quality teams. They both recruited well, got good staffs. But they've got the key ingredients. Number one, a great defense. They're both tied at number one for the most valuable statistic. And then their quarterbacks are different makers. They have the skills. Both of them have offensive skill, wideouts, running backs, quality offensive linemen. There's not much of a difference at all. I think Alabama right now, if you look at just how Clemson did against their two toughest opponents, A&M and Syracuse, they really could have lost those games late in the fourth quarter, whereas you look at LSU and Alabama 29-0, LSU and Texas A&M, won decisively. So there's going to be some separation, but not much.
Let me give you a situation here with number three and number four, because number four in the playoff ranking gets Alabama, and that's a tough first matchup, obviously. Would you make Notre Dame at undefeated at 12-0 or Michigan at 12-1 if they win the Big Ten championship? Who would you say, in your mind, deserves to be number three versus number four?
To me, I'd put Notre Dame at number four. I just think when you go through the program, I know defense is so important to me, even though I was an offensive coach and was a play caller and coached that side of the ball. And right now, Michigan's defense, that defensive coordinator, is really, really good. I think they would have the best chance. I think they've got a little more depth overall. And Notre Dame, I just don't think, is as talented. When you look at them statistically, they're kind of, they're a jack of all trades and a master of none. They're a blue collar team with not a bunch of really stars. So I would put Michigan at three, and I put Notre Dame at four myself.
Notre Dame will have its biggest challenge so far this season outside of what they did, I think, in the opener against Michigan. They did play Stanford, but Stanford kind of fell off a little bit. When they play Syracuse at Yankee Stadium on Saturday in I think it's the Shamrock Series they're calling it, do you think Syracuse, at number 13 of the country, and the way their offense can run, can challenge Notre Dame and perhaps pull the upset on Saturday?
Oh, if the field conditions are right, when they play you've got ideal conditions when they play at home. There's no wind, there's no rain, there's no mud. You throw those elements in the kind of offense that they do, it's in a factor somewhere at some point in time during the game. But if they have a good field, if there's not raining, if it's really not windy, they have an excellent chance. Dino Babers knows what he's doing on offense. He knows how to attack defenses. He's got a quarterback, some skilled guys that can do it. His defense it's a bunch of blue-collar guys, but their scheme is pretty good. Where they get to the pass. They have accumulated some sacks this year. And the run defense, when they got you with numbers, which they do a lot, outnumber you, is pretty effective. So, yes, they'll have an excellent chance to beat, I think, Notre Dame if the conditions are in their favor.
Georgia just coming off that win against Auburn on Saturday, and we know that Georgia's going to match up against Alabama in the SEC title game. That is set in a couple of weeks. Do you think the Bulldogs have what it takes to at least challenge Bama in that game?
Oh, yeah. Again, they're very athletic on defense. They have the capability of slowing Alabama down, and then they've got an offensive scheme and a quarterback and some skill people. You see their running backs are really, really good, Holyfield and Swift. So, yes, I think they've got the ingredients. They'll have the confidence. Their coach will give them confidence with his background in Alabama and playing them last year. So, yes, I think they have the ingredients, and I think that could be a very good game and a close game.
Tommy Bowden joining us from the ACC Network here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's been a bizarre season for Ohio State, the whole Zach Smith thing popping up before the season, and now he's going after Tom Herman at Texas on social media, on Twitter, and it just feels like it's really personal between these two guys, especially Zach Smith. As a former coach yourself, what do you make of coaches sniping at one another over social media?
Yeah, felt like myself that I would have handled it privately, picked up the phone and called. You know, I never try to, you know, private matters should be handled privately. But to handle it in the public arena, I really would be against that. Don't think it's been handled correctly. You just don't know his personal circumstances and what he's going through, the pressure he's under, and maybe trying to defend his honor or his name. But I would have definitely handled it differently and handled it privately with a phone call if it were an issue. And it seems like for Zach, it might have been.
Clemson is number two in the country, but if they keep on winning right through the ACC title game, they'll get their crack at Alabama eventually. We'll see when that happens, if that happens. But Tommy Bowden knows that program well. He always loves joining us, or we love having him join us here on the show, and we love his insight. You can check him out at the ACC Network and ACC Digital Network. Tommy, it's always good to catch up, man. Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend. Happy Thanksgiving.
Back at you. Tommy Bowden joining us this morning here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.